Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio right here on TalkShoe.com, where we keep it raw and uncut, and most definitely we are here to liberate the minds of the people. Culture Freedom Radio, yes it is, the home of Conscious Talk Radio and much, much more. Come check us out right here on TalkShoe.com. Culture Freedom Radio, be in the house, in the house, in the house.
Look more drums.
Yes, indeed, all. Yes, indeed. How y'all doing out there, family? How y'all doing out there? Shalom, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, and all of those good salutations out there to you once again. Yes, indeed. Welcome in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network, most definitely in his house right here on Blog Talk Radio. And indeed, yes, I am up in this house, up in this house. Those lions in and let you know we mean business up in here, up in here. Oh, yes, sir, I am your brother. I am your elder, Ariyah, Yahawadah, Yasha Allah. That is, yes, sir, brother Ariyah in this house, formerly known to you as Brother Sunray 9. Oh, yes, sir, coming in the house right here on a magnificent Tuesday, man, a little cool and breezy Tuesday night, man. Oh, yes, sir, indeed. This is December the 29th, 2020, and man, what a 2020 it has been. Ooh-wee, y'all ready to get this year over with? Well, I don't think you want to hurry up and rush this one over with because, hell, man, we got one coming up, man. The next one may be a doozy in itself. 2021. We already know who we got to look forward to coming in, but into that what they call the White House in that administration. So, hey, man, 2021 ain't going to be too exciting to run up in either. And especially with all they have just going down with this coronavirus and everything being on lockdown. And I'm telling y'all, man, I'm telling you, we in for a ride of our lives. We in for the ride of our lives, man. But hey, we're gonna make it work out regardless, y'all. Aren't we? And we're gonna make it work. Ain't we gonna work out? I know it's not proper to say it ain't, y'all, but hell, you know, they make up other words, so ain't might as well be a part of the English vernacular, part of our vocabulary. We can throw ain't in there because hell, they can spell it, we can say it. I tell y'all what, man. Like I said, I'm always delighted to be in the house with y'all right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network. I know that I got to change my intro when it says Talk Show because we're right here back on Blog Talk Radio. And I upload the shows back on Talk Show primarily. Everybody, I thank y'all for tuning back in over here on Blog Talk and listening to the show on Blog Talk. I greatly do appreciate you for making that move back with me right here. And let me see here. Where am I going? Because I'm not going to be here long, y'all. I set this up for 30 minutes because I want to share something with y'all, man. I was reading And I got home, something popped up, an article popped up on my phone, and I want to share it with y'all, man, right fast, you know, because I'm not going to be in here long. Just do a little something, get up out of here. Do a little something, get out of here. But like I said, I thank y'all always for tuning in, man, and listening to the shows in the archives, and y'all catching the archives. I know I don't come on live like I used to, man. So many changes, man. So many changes just going down. And y'all, thank y'all who've been checking out the archive shows. I really do appreciate you for checking out archive shows. I hope you find something in there that I say or something that I share can be helpful for you in your life. And probably not, if it's just not for you in your life, you can share it with somebody else who may be going through something and maybe need to hear those messages. But the last message I showed, I shared actually, just showing something about Psalms 147, 19 verses 19 and 20. A lot of people, that's some of these camps, I would say, take that scripture and they misuse it on purpose. And I say on purpose because some of these camp leaders and stuff, they know how they are tricking these innocent people who join these organizations, join their camps, and they feed them this lie about Psalms 147. And if those brothers and sisters would do some due diligence, a lot of stuff, and read it for themselves, then probably a lot of them do, but they don't care because they have a set agenda themselves, or they just have a perpetual hatred. And I tell y'all, man, really the Torah is or Tanakh, the only perpetual hatred that it has is for unrighteousness. That's it. Because the Israelites got their teeth kicked in. They got their ass whooped a lot too. Then. So it wasn't about that the Most High just loved Israel, because he whooped Israel ass too. Now, I'm just, and excuse my language, I got to tell it like it T.I. is. Let me hear up, give y'all a scripture right fast, and I'm going to get into this. And just show y'all what I got to talk about tonight right here, man. Oh, man, I am sharing this article with y'all right here. But let me give y'all something out of the book of Proverbs, give y'all a little wisdom right fast, man. Going to the book of Proverbs, I'm starting at the first chapter here in the book of Proverbs. I'm starting at verse 20. Yeah, starting at verse 20. Now, I'm reading here from my, not the King James, not the King, that famous damn King James. I really don't like that King James, y'all. Did I say that? Yeah, I said that. I really don't like King James. But here's something right fast. This is my, what I have, the complete Jewish study Bible. Now, it is messianic. I have a couple of different ones, but I'm not going to get into that. That's not the Bible study show. But here's something, what it says right here. It says, wisdom calls aloud in open air and raises her voice. And she calls out at street corners and speak out at entrances to city gates. How long, you whose lives have no purpose, will you love thoughtless living? How long will scornfulness find pleasure in mocking? How long will fools hate knowledge? How long will fools hate knowledge? It came right there from Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 20 through 22. Most definitely, man. Most High. Praise the Most High. We say it right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Yeah, and we'll be doing my Shabbat classes. Well, let me see. I'll be off Friday because that damn New Year. What they calling New Year? Let me throw this in here, man. Now there's something else I've been finding out, like some elders and a lot of the Israel community been saying, and it makes sense. When I started looking at the Hebrew calendar and trying to learn about all the days, you know, looking at the Hebrew calendar. Now, let me show you how throwed off they got us right here fast, right, brothers and sisters. Now, how in the hell, and this makes sense when I hear the elders, how do you start a new year in the middle of the winter? Now, y'all know this, dealing with this crazy calendar that we have, these paganistic and these Greco-Roman calendars. And I've been finding out a lot. That's why I really wanted to get into something, but I got something I have to do around by 7 o'clock. So I really wouldn't, I wasn't intending to do this show anyway, but I can't get in everything I want to because I got something to do at 7. Because I want to talk about some stuff I've been really looking at as I've been really just studying historical things and looking at from the point of finding out more about the Hebrew culture and Israelite culture. And so I've been looking at other traditions or other nations and finding out of stuff. But primarily I've been, you know, kind of looked in for the last couple of days, I've been looking into Rome and Greek, and I've been going back looking at the days of the week and all of these type of things, and realizing that you talk about Christmas and you talk about paganism. I played the clip, what was it, on Christmas, I think, showing about the Christmas and things. But when we look at it in every day in our everyday life, sisters and brothers, and especially, let me holler at my brothers and my so-called melanated brothers and sisters out there. So despite how we hate, or not say, I don't want to say hate, we don't like a lot of things with the Europeans and whatnot. Some people said Esau, and that's, everything goes back with their days of the week, especially the calendar, the month, the planets that we call, say, Jupiter, we say Mercury is rising, you know, people who get into that Mercury grade and all of that, all of those things there take you back to Greece and Rome. It goes back to their gods and maybe goddesses. It does. Saturn, you know, we got, you know, all of these days of the week, Saturn, Saturnalia, and all of these type of things. It goes back to their days of the week. The planets goes back to named after Greek and Roman gods. So everything that we do is still the I'm trying to say, y'all, vibrate or around Greek and Roman day. And I say that's why you have brothers who and sisters who go to college. You pledge. What do you pledge? You pledge to a Greek, a sorority or fraternity. You still in Greco-Roman culture. But that's not what I'm here for tonight. Hey, man, there's an article I've seen here, and they talk about it right here. It says that you may need – let me stop that. Now, you know how people talk about this New World Order and Big Brother and all of this type of thing, and they're using this coronavirus to try to control us. It's only using it as a control mechanism. They tell you where this virus is out here is deadly. So, they're coming up with mask mandates that you have to wear a mask or you're going to get fined or maybe you go to jail somewhere. I don't know how it's set in your neck of the woods. Now, they don't have that here in Memphis, but they have a mask mandate where they're saying that you got to wear a mask, and they're going into these different businesses. And a lot of restaurants have been getting their doors closed. They're shutting down restaurants. The health department been coming in with the Memphis Police Department, and they've been shutting, or the sheriff department, they've been shutting a lot of restaurants down because maybe you go in there and it's not the people who work there may have on masks, but they might have some customers who don't have on masks, and they're shutting a lot of these restaurants down because goddamn customers don't have on masks. I tell you, and that's the thing they're doing. So I guess because you, as the store owner, you don't tell the person to put their mask on, they're going to take it out on you. They might fine you because you didn't tell them to put their mask on in your establishment. But anyway, so we have this going on, right? And they have this mask thing with these vaccines going on. How many of y'all out there are willing to get that vaccine if you haven't already got the vaccine? I tell y'all what. Y'all don't look for Brother Ari to stand in line no time soon. Don't look for me to be lining up no time soon. No, sir. No, ma'am. If they ain't have an AR-15 in my head, and you better take this, we're going to pull the trigger. And I don't know how I may react after that. I might just tell them to hell with it. I'm sick of this life any goddamn way. Just go ahead and do your thug thizzle, pull the trigger. I don't know, y'all, till that time come. I don't ask me. Y'all will find out a little bit later if they get to that point. I don't know how I might do it. But anyway, y'all, let me get to this article and quit clowning. There's an article here from Miami, and I have the link, y'all, in the description of the show. I have the link in the description of the show, but you probably can Google it if you can't see the link. It's called You May Need a Coronavirus, or You May Need, yeah, the COVID Vaccine Passport to Travel in 2000 and 21. I told y'all, you think when we're ready to get out of 2020, over 2021 gonna be a doozy, man. This is coming right here. This article is actually coming from CBSMiami.com. Yeah, CBSMiami.com is where this article is coming from. Check this out, y'all. This is right here. Okay, get back. Get it right, son. Right, I'm trying to read it, y'all. The thing is moving on me, so forgive me. It says, in order for people to travel in 2021, they may eventually need a COVID vaccine passport. Y'all heard the thing? Y'all ever heard they say, according to the book of Revelations, they said that the mark of the beast, they say you cannot buy, sell, or trade unless you have the image or the mark of the beast. Haven't y'all heard that before? Haven't y'all heard that? Now, I'm not a New Testament brother myself. Y'all know I'm Tanakh, what they call Old Testament. But haven't we all heard that saying? If you don't have this mark, it is just not a mark. If you don't have this mark or this image of the beast, right, or the seal or something of the beast, you cannot buy, sell, or trade. Well, let me show y'all here. Now, I don't know how true Revelation is, but I tell you what. It damn near look like it. They're trying to do just that. Here we go again. In order for people to travel in 2021, they may eventually need a COVID vaccine passport. Wow, interesting. Several companies and technology groups have begun developing smartphone apps and systems for individuals to upload details of COVID-19 tests and vaccinations, creating a digital credential that could be shown in order to enter, check this out, y'all, to enter concert venues, stadiums, movie theaters, offices, and even countries, y'all. Uh-oh, y'all hear that? Now, you won't be able to go to your, right, unless you show some credentials that you had. You had a COVID-19 test and you showed that you was negative. Or maybe you have had this vaccine. You've got the vaccine. You have to show these things. Now, I've heard, I hadn't looked it up, but I was hearing some shows that they was talking about, because it's talking about you would have to show these digital credentials before you can even go to concerts. Now, I have heard, let me slow it down some of y'all, that they were saying that Ticketmasters don't quote me on this, because I've already heard this on several other shows. I didn't look it up, but don't quote me on other shows. I heard it like on Glenn Beck and places like that. So this is where I got the information I heard. That they were saying, and it was another dude named the Preacher Show. He be with Glenn Beck. But anyway, they was talking about that. They were saying that Ticketmasters was talking about before you can even buy tickets from them to go to concerts and things of this nature from Ticketmasters, that you probably would have to show that you have had a COVID-19 test and now probably vaccinated. So, but it does kind of like, if that's true, it does kind of correlate with what this article is saying. Before you can get tickets to go to enter into a concert venue, a stadium, a movie theater, or even some offices, what kind of offices? We don't know, y'all. And even other countries, you would have to show your digital credentials. Wow. Interesting. Let's see here. Let me just skip through some of this. Let me skip through this. Some of this, y'all. Let me see how much time I got. I got a couple of minutes. It says the Common Pass app created by a group allows users to upload medical data such as COVID-19 test results or eventually, y'all, a proof of vaccination by a hospital or medical professionals, generating a health certificate or pass in the form of a QR code that can be shown to authorities without revealing sensitive information. For travel, the app lists health pass requirements at the point of departure and arrival base on your entry, I guess, when you get ready to come in. This is some cold stuff, y'all. This is some cold stuff. Okay. You can even be tested every time you cross a border. Damn. You cannot be vaccinated every time you cross a border. Thomas Crampton, Chief Marketing and Communication Officer for the Common Project, told CNN Business. He stressed the need for a simple and easy set of credentials or a digital yellow card referencing the paper document generating issues proof of vaccinations. But anyway, y'all can't see the picture, but they have a picture of this, right? They have a machine that can scan like your phone, and it has that. Y'all know that QR code, that little barcode thing. You can scan for prices and all of this different stuff. They have that. It's showing a cell phone where you go to maybe like the airport or whatever, and you let that QR code scan, and it will show your credentials, whether you have had a COVID-19 test, and I guess you show that you are negative. Because if you're positive, you're supposed to have your tail in the house on quarantine, as they say. So they sure enough going to throw your ass somewhere and quarantine you. But anyway, so you got to show, I guess, that you are negative, so you can be able to, I guess you're trying to cross the border, so you can ready to cross the border, because now you're showing that you have had a test recently and you show that you were negative. And also, it showed that you have had your vaccine. It show proof of your vaccination. So let's see what else we got here. Because I didn't read this whole thing right fast, y'all. I just read some piecemeal of it. But I think that's enough. But y'all get the article, man, and go and check it out. So this is what we're looking at. And notice how they are talking about, and as soon as I was walking in the house, I heard it the other day about in the UK, after everybody had already, a lot of people had went out and got this vaccine, right? Already been vaccinated for the coronavirus. And now they come out and talk about it as a new strain. Oh, goddamn. Hold up, y'all. Now we don't, all of a sudden that now y'all don't came with a vaccine. Now all of a sudden there's a new strain that's out, and it's more contagious than the damn other one that y'all been telling us about, and y'all been scanning the hell out of everybody about. Now this one is much more contagious. So is it, this is my thing, y'all. This is just something I'm asking the question. Government, I'm just asking the question. So don't y'all get your panties in a bunch. I'm just asking the folks a question here. So do y'all think, people saying, I ain't taking no damn vaccine. So do y'all think they saying, well, damn, they saying they ain't taking the vaccine regardless of how deadly we saying it is and people dying. So let's say there's a new strand that's out here and maybe tell them it's more contagious. Maybe that'll scare their ass enough to go ahead and get the vaccine, because we ain't scared them enough already. So we tell them there's another one that's even deadlier than the one already. And now y'all been seeing how in California they have had, so they called in so many hundreds of, no, not hundreds, so many, well, in double digits of morgue trucks, refrigerated trucks, and hundreds and thousands of body bags. Y'all heard that about a couple of weeks ago. Now I talk about the death rate is steady rise. So many people are going to die. They're trying to get y'all to get that vaccine, y'all. They're trying to get you to get that bad boy so you can have these credentials. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. They probably would not open these businesses back up and like things like concerts and all of these type of things to enough people. Because they were saying that if at least 75% of the population get vaccinated, that should be enough to not eradicate it or nothing, but just like where it won't be so deadly, I guess that's what the term they was using. So at least 75%. You know, so, but I think they're going to go for more than that. They want damn near all of us if they can help, and they want all of us to get this stuff, you know. So they probably won't be opening a lot of these business venues back up, stadiums and all of that stuff, like, or going back to, I don't know if you really want to say normal, because hell, a lifestyle, a lot of these lifestyles that we had that we call normal wasn't too goddamn normal. But, you know, they said to go back to some semblance of normal. A lot of people are going to have to probably go get that vaccinated, man. Have to have these vaccines. And we're going to have to probably have to start showing that either you have had a COVID-19 test somewhere down the line, or you have been vaccinated. It's going to be one or the other. Or maybe, yeah, they're going to have, it's going to be both. It's going to be both. You're going to have these credentials. You can't buy, sell, or trade unless you got these credentials. You're going to have these pads. I told y'all, man, watch that movie, 1984. And that was another one they was talking about. I hadn't watched that one, A Brave New World. I hadn't watched that one. So I don't, can't tell y'all to go watch it. I can't give y'all the lowdown on that one. But, as the old folks say, it's a lot that's happening out here with people who not taking, I'm not talking about taking the coronavirus serious, but taking things in life serious. We just going on about our old way and just like said, man, F all that, you know, you better take this shit serious. And excuse my friend, y'all better take this shit serious. And I said it again anyway. You better take a lot of this stuff serious, brothers and sisters. You know, and like I said, when I was, and I'm not trying to be, what they say, facetious or anything about, because people getting into their blackness and, you know, the black power and all of this stuff. Really, I'm saying this for, I said, hell with all of that for a reason. Sisters and brothers, when they're doing this, they're vaccinating with this plan, this New World Order plan, or whatever it is. They don't give a damn about your blackness. They don't give a damn about your so-called whiteness. They don't give a damn about none of it. It's about controlling every single one of us. If you're not a part of that elite class, they want control of you like a goddamn remote control. They don't give a goddamn what you call ethnicity are. They don't care what nationality you call yourself. Listen, if we ain't get it right with the Black Power movement and got what we wanted in all of this time, look, you can hang that shit up. You look at what they are doing now. They have went in and they have taken down white supremacists, white racism. They have taken down, white folks have taken down all of these damn Confederate statues. Their icons, George Washington, all of them, Robert E. Lee, they have taken down their icons. You hear me? They have taken down their icons. They don't give a damn about your blackness or whiteness. White folks, you either. You want to be racist? They don't give a look. They going to have your ass by the remote control, too. You can be racist, white folks, all you want to. That shit got to go. They don't care nothing about you in that racism bullshit, because the elite don't give a damn about you. They use you a long time to play this race card. Klansmen, skinheads, they use y'all. They played y'all, too. They played y'all with that race card that caused division. You playing, you hate the Hispanic brothers and sisters. You hate the so-called melanated black man or whatever we call ourselves. They made you hate us to keep the divide. Why they play the game and try to destroy all of us. So y'all can keep playing that game, and you better pay attention to what the hell the real deal. Because I tell y'all, man, it's going to take all of us. It's going to take all destroy or throw stumbling block. Let me get him a couple more seconds in here, y'all. I said I had to go at 7. Let me throw a couple more minutes in here. Like, then I get out of here. It's going to take a lot of us, all of us together, man, to put these stumbling blocks in their way, to put something in their way to stop them from doing what they're doing. It's going to take all of us. It's not going to just be the black man. It's not just going to be the so-called white man. It just ain't going to be the Hispanic brothers and sisters. It's going to take all of us, because you understand this shit is a global. Y'all pay attention. What's happening now? It's a global thing. It's a global thing. It's happening in China. It's happening in Russia. It's happening, you name it. God damn it, it's happening to all ethnic groups. Israel. Israel on lockdown right now. It's happening everywhere. So it ain't about a race or nationality. It's about a people that these bastards are trying to control. They don't care. You think those credential cards, they're just going to issue it out to you, black man, and tell you you got to be the only one to get it? No. Look at the people who's going out getting vaccines. It's all different races of people going out and getting them goddamn vaccines. You can stay focused on that if you want to. If that's your stay in your lane. But you better understand, you have to open your eyes to this bigger picture that's happening, man. It's been happening. It's been happening. But right now, it has been masqueraded, though. It has been masqueraded for long. But right now, like there's a, who is it, y'all? This old blues song. I wish I had my chief rabbi, David Israel, in here. He could help me out with this one. The song says, everything is out in the opening. As a song, I think it was a blues. I want to say it was Tyrone Davis or Johnny Taylor. It says, everything is out in the opening. It's out in the opening now. So everybody can see. So if you're not paying attention or not really with it, I don't give a damn attitude, just, okay, keep on, I don't give it a damn. Keep on, I'm not trying to do a fine brimstone preacher like old pastor them used to do. This fucking reality, man, is what's really going down today. And excuse my profanity again. We got to get it right, sisters and brothers, because we have to fight against this stuff, man. Look what they have done. And just take the instance, man. And I'm not trying to get into the politics. But y'all just take, we never seen this before. Now, I had. Now I'm just going to say I had in my lifetime. I don't know how many of y'all seen it in y'all lifetime. Have they ever done a president of the United States like they done with Donald Trump? And like I said, this ain't got nothing to do with really done about Donald. I mean, it's per se about Donald Trump. Per se. But I'm trying to show you how if they would do the president of the United States that way, like they done him, talked about the dude all kind of way, try to put blocks in his way, not let him do nothing for the American people and all of this shit. What the hell y'all think they give a damn about us? If they would do, because the presidency, the president, the office supposed to be with high regard, high respect. I mean, you better not, man. Look, I bet you won't take your ass to Russia and say nothing about Putin. You better not go over there and say a goddamn thing about Kim Jong-un. You better not say nothing about that goddamn president over in China. I bet they won't go over there doing it. Nancy Pelosi won't do this shit to them like they done to Donald Trump. It ain't about Trump again, y'all. But what they have done to the president, who's supposed to be the highest office in the land, as they say. What they done to the sitting president, they ain't never done it to nobody else. Not that I know of, y'all. Obama didn't even get that treatment. Oh, you can't even, not the so-called black man didn't get that treatment. And it wasn't just because it was about Trump. It was about agenda that had to be set at this particular moment in this particular time. And he was a stumbling block. He was a hindrance. He was a obstacle in their way. So they had to do that to him to destroy him because he knew the game. Y'all don't think, let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all didn't think this dude that hung out with all these globalists, these crooks like Hillary and Bill and all of these damn crooks that he hung out with, even Jeff Epstein and all that, he hung out with them. He know the mindset of them folks. He hung out with all of them folks, man. He know what they were about and what they were capable of doing. And it's probably why he ran, because he knew what they were trying to put in place and what they were trying to do. So he tried to run for office to be a stumbling block and maybe to stop them from doing this, because he probably already knew they let secret meetings behind closed doors. We getting ready to, hey, look, this, check it out. We getting ready to, man, go on, put this shit in overdrive, man, in 2020, man. We finna go and crank this thing up. Probably when he ran, what was it? When he ran, y'all, 2016, something like that. It probably was supposed to went down then with Hillary. But he came a barrier in their way, and he messed around and won. He like, mother, this fool don't messed up the goddamn plan. What you doing, man? That's why Hillary them said, we gonna be they told y'all. Hillary them said it. They guaranteed it. Like this is a commercial, y'all. They guaranteed it. That he was going to be a one-term president. And what happened? What are we looking at? He's supposed to be out the door. But we don't know, y'all. Hell, anything can happen. We don't. Hey, you know, this is some crazy stuff that's been happening right now. So ain't no telling that. But right now, he's out of the door. Yep, he's gone out the door. He just ain't packed up and moved yet. But he's supposed to be out of here. So Hillary done said it. They was going to be a part of the resistance. The resistance. What resistance? To resist anything that he tried to do to fight for America, to stand up and fight against the global plan and agenda that they had set. We was going to resist him at every angle. The more he tried to fight against us, the harder we was going to come in and try to destroy him and what he's trying to do. See, look here. He talked about nationalists. He's trying to stand up for America. The hell with America. I'm not saying personally myself that the hell with America. I'm saying what these globalists are saying. These people who trying to sell America out to this global plan. They said the hell with America. Damn America. We got a better plan. We don't believe in all that American shit no more. We believe in a global plan right now. This is our thing. And I'm going to tell y'all something, sisters and brothers. I'm into it. I got to throw something else in there because I got 8 more minutes. I go 8 more minutes, I guess. I was looking at something. As I tell y'all, I was looking up history. I've been getting into this. Somehow I was looking at a documentary the other night about Constantine. Yeah, y'all remember him, Roman Emperor Constantine. And just not Roman Emperor Constantine. Y'all know this whole, like, a... when we talk about New World Order, one world government thing, y'all know this not nothing new. Do y'all know that? It's nothing new. Because I talked about earlier about how we got the stars and the planets and the what's the other thing, y'all? The days of the weeks and all the name, not the Roman and Greek gods and stuff. But you understand, go back to Alexander. I ain't going to call him the great. But Alexander, y'all know who I'm talking about, don't you? Okay, the Greek. Alexander the Greek. Not the Greek, but the Greek. And y'all understand how he conquered and ruled a lot of those nations and had all the territory under his power. Y'all know that history. So even with him, he had this one world dominance thing over in that area. Conquered everything. All those other nations that was over there conquered them, put them under one government, under one regime. And even Constantine, as I was looking at the documentary, it was a BBC documentary about Constantine. Even Constantine, right? The one that really saved Christianity and made Christianity what it is today. It is. Or solidified Christianity and made it where it lasted till it could be around today. That's another whole story. But even in him, he wanted a one, and I'm talking about in that particular area, one government, dominant government. So they were even going way to the Greeks and the Romans. They had a one global dominance, what we might say, one world dominance today all over the world, but it's certain particular areas in that Middle East and Kemet area where a lot of those nations were dominating and powerful nations at that particular time. They were dominating those areas. They conquered them. Persia and Babylon, all of up through there, like Kemet and those places, they dominated, they conquered it and made them. Because even with going back to Constantine, you know, Rome had taken over a lot of the areas over there, right, and colonized and whatnot, and they had a different, you know, people who was running. Constantine was the whole emperor at one time. He just had one little section that he had. They had like somebody like on the south side. They had he was like the emperor king on just on the south side. Somebody was running the north side. Somebody had the west side. Y'all know, like here in Memphis, we got South Memphis, we got a North Memphis, we got a East Memphis, we got a West Memphis, just like that. And so, but they had different people running. It was under Rome. It was Rome, but they had different people running it. But Constantine's goal was to, in the end, because they had wars. They were part of, it was Rome, but they had wars with each other over territory. And he kept this person on this side and took his part, and they sectioned it off. And they end up just having, instead of four sections, they end up having a east and a west. And in the end, Constantine took over the whole thing and made it one dominance. It's like he came the emperor. And when he came in and became the emperor Constantine and took over all of it, just one ruler, then he ended up making the one world religion. See, instead of having all of these different countries like we got now, we got what we got: United States of America. We got South America. We got Africa. We got Russia, and we got all of these different. We got what's the down there, y'all? Australia. We got all of China, Japan. We got all of these things, these different continents and stuff, right? Instead of having all of these, we're gonna have a one continent come together under one global, I can't get my words right, under one government, one president, one regime. And even with that, y'all, we got to have one religion. That's what Constantine did. They had the gods, they had to fight against him, man, because they gods were Jupiter and all that, and they got pissed off at Constantine. They even tried to kill him because he was showing favor to the Christians, because, you know, there were certain things that was happening. I'm about to do this on another show and get into this, so. But y'all got to look this stuff up, man. It's interesting, because this New World Order idea is nothing new. They only following along with Constantine and Alexander, what they did. See, all of this stuff ain't new, man. It ain't new. I'm just finding this out, y'all. As I'm looking into Israelite history, I'm running across all kind of stuff in the process. But he came up with the one world religion, which was Christianity. And y'all see how Christianity is right today. It's the most dominant religion on the planet. And even right today, they're trying to destroy Christianity that they started, well, Rome did anyway, with Constantine. But anyway, I got to get up out of here, sisters and brothers. I just want to share that little article with y'all right fast, man. Hey, we're going to need passports. We're going to have a COVID. It said you may need a COVID-19 vaccine passport to travel, to go to your a basketball game. Was the Lakers basketball game? You go into the, what was it, y'all? The Brooklyn Nets basketball game. Memphis just beat them the other day. Oh yeah, I ain't said it down there, did it? Man, I've been trying to get into this sport, y'all, a little bit. Not too much. Not football. I don't get into all that. Just some local stuff because of a little local talent. But anyway, we can't bear to get into a lot of these places, man, unless we have these damn vaccinations and all of this stuff. Big Brother is here, y'all. He ain't coming. Big Brother is here. He ain't my goddamn Big Brother, but this dude, whoever it is supposed to be, Global, is here, y'all. It is here. It ain't knocking at the door. It's in the door already. So we have to take a lot of this stuff serious, man, and we have to look at this stuff, and we have to do our due diligence to fight back. If you say you love your freedom, God damn it, you better fight for it. And I ain't just talking about because of color freedom. Because that right there now, talking about we got to fight for our religious rights and our our racial rights, they don't give a goddamn because they finna take all that. They even finna put so-called white folks in their form of slavery they have. Yeah, so, hey, peace y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. And, man, and one more time, y'all, I will be just incorporating the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah right here on Culture Freedom Radio. Instead of just trying to build up a new page, I will be doing that and hosting things right here. So Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. All praise to the Most High Yah. Hallelujah. I'm doing some clothing like I have been doing. But I still have my primary for Liberation Tabernacle of Yah hosted right there on TalkShoe.com, on TalkShoe.com. So y'all can find this, the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah. If y'all want to get those classes and things, y'all can get those right there on TalkShoe. I mean, now on iHeart Radio, you can catch them. You can catch it right there on, follow it on TuneIn Radio, the Apple Podcasting Store, and all those distributing sites as well. You can find the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah on all of those distributing apps, as well as you can find Culture Freedom Radio on those same apps. Peace, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in right here to Culture Freedom Radio Network. I am your brother. I am the host right here of Culture Freedom Radio and Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, the Elba, Aria, Yahweh, Yasha Allah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace. I'm out.
Like forever we've been tearing up. When will our face dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles, and nobody hearing us. No matter how loud we cry, they won't hesitate to lay us down, even in the daytime. I see my people cursed, only I can lift it. Suffering from a broken spirit, only I can fix it. You paint the picture vivid, yeah, I must admit it. Deuteronomy 28, when will your people get it? Forgot your commandments, now our foes commanding us. Trying to put some fear in us, cause they the ones who scared of us. They even shoot us down when our hands is up. Everything but these curses bound to abandon us. I remember working in blizzards without a coat. I remember my sister whipped and my wife broke. I remember being forced to serve an idol. When I prayed, I saw my foe's face when my eyes closed. I remember plotting, planning on my great escape. I remember when I slept, hoping I never wake. But make no mistake, I was picking up a rake before the day break. Oh yeah, I remember. I even remember watching my son die. But my routine stayed the same soon as the sunrise. What can possibly justify all this genocide? Born with a vicious and wicked casually coincide. I remember whips and I remember dogs. I remember rips and I remember skulls. I remember through the eyes of my ancestors. Open up your eyes and see we ain't better. Don't you see we tearing up? When will our veins dry? We living in some terrible times, surrounded by these fake smiles, and nobody here.